views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation, and wow, what a week this was. The Women's March around the world felt so amazing. To march with, I just couldn't believe it, 175,000 people in Seattle. For me, that was a very powerful time. It's just amazing to see so many people coming together peacefully and joyfully and to feel that energy surging through the streets. Wow. So I like to say wow, which stands for Women of Wisdom. So our 25th annual conference is coming up. Hard to believe 25 years. Here it is coming up in just less than 3 weeks, February 16th through the 20th. We've got two evenings of inspirational talks. Thursday, February 16th from Carolyn Muir on the art of conscious loving. She's also doing a workshop for women, divine feminine awakening. And February 17th, Friday night, is Lori McCammon on the transformative power of enough, which you'll dive deeply into your essence of in at a workshop. And so we also have a very fun evening planned for Saturday. It's a concert with Wendy Rule and Kellyanna Gerard. It's called Deep Magic, Musical Stories of Myth, Sacred Places, and Ancient Times. In addition, we have many workshops you can choose from. I'm interviewing
Hi,
a couple
of... Hi, this is Rebecca Gordon and My Path Astrology.
Sorry about that, everybody. You can attend any event you'd like. It's all individually priced. You don't have to commit to a full weekend if you don't have that time. And you can experience WOW in a segment of time and still come away feeling fulfilled.
Hi, this is Rebecca Gordon.
Plus, you can enter our conference center for free to experience the marketplace, art show, and temple where you can purchase for very reasonable prices, healing, or reading by our gifted women. So I invite you to come join us. And we're trying to connect.
Hi there. I'm here.
Great. Hi, Rebecca. I'm just now going to introduce you. So we're glad to have Rebecca back on the phone. Rebecca Gordon is presenting a workshop on Saturday, February 18th. It's called Your Cosmic Signature, Create the Lifestyle to Suit Your Soul. Rebecca is the co-author of Your Body and the Stars. She's a resident horoscope columnist for with Harper's Bazaar. And she is the founder and creator of the My Path Astrology School. She's taught year-round classes in New York City and online since 2006. Rebecca's horoscopes and talents have appeared with Prevention Magazine, Well and Good, Elle, and Badu. She's also going to be on the Dr. Oz show as a guest in a couple coming up in a couple of weeks. So welcome, Rebecca.
Hello, Chris. It's great to be here.
Are you there, Rebecca?
Just disconnected for a moment. I'm going to read.
Sorry, we're having these technical issues going on. Maybe it's the astrological.
Hello?
Yes, there you are. Okay. So, Rebecca, okay. I want you to share what, just to give the audience a feeling for you, what first drew you into the world of astrology?
Well, it's interesting because before I learned about astrology, I became aware of astronomy and just sort of an obsession with the night sky and the question of what else is there, what else is out there. I think probably from the age of 7, I would, after dinner each night, just kind of lay in the backyard and stare at the stars. And it was around age 13, 14, where I discovered astrology. And immediately I was drawn to the fact that these planetary bodies and stars might have some kind of effect on our life here. And it actually made complete sense to me, but I'm a natural skeptic too. So of course I wanted to do my research and make sure this is actually real. So I think it was 13 and 14 when I met my neighbor who was an astrologer, where I found the books, and she started mentoring me throughout high school, and I studied with her, and then moved on to study with Susan Miller and other mentors I became connected with throughout life, was sort of kismet. And I think when I was about 24 years old, I actually just quit my day job and began doing this full time, writing for various magazines and seeing clients. And it's been incredible since. I mean, the great thing about astrology is that there's continuous discoveries and it never gets old. It never gets boring. Every day I look at a brand new chart. It's an entirely new universe to enter with somebody. So I thoroughly enjoy each day of it. So.
Oh, well, and that's fabulous. I love change too. So the fact you have kind of, you know, a type of career that's always changing and interesting, you know, keeps life interesting too. I want to, so at your workshop, you're talking about the soul signature. So I would love for you to share what that means.
Sure. So what I've created is sort of the soul signature are the basics of the chart that I think each person needs to know in order to really create the lifestyle that can best suit you. So, for example, a lot of us are kind of taught, well, you should be wearing this or this kind of job or this kind of life. And, you know, it's so personalized. The great thing is we all have a roadmap. We all have an astrological chart. So what I'll be working on with everybody in the workshop is creating that soul signature. Really, it's a combination of the sun, the moon, and the rising, and the houses that the sun and the moon are in, and the story that tells. And truly, we can create a lifestyle that in relationship, in work, in health, and yes, there's totally different health practices for every combination. There's totally different kinds of relationship styles. And it's really just about knowing what suits you and going with it and committing to it. It's almost like a sense of permission to be that. So I tend to do a lot of interactive work and partner work in our day together. So we'll be like fully acting it out and seeing what that looks and feels like as well. I find the most neglected part, and especially with women, and probably the most important part of the chart is the moon sign. And, you know, we're in a culture where people like to read their sun sign horoscopes, and the sun is really the core archetype. It's the ego self. But the moon sign shows what you need in order to feel like you're thriving in the world, in order to feel nourished and nurtured. And that is so important, because when we're not feeding our moon sign, that's when we get sick. That's when our life falls out of balance. So what I do a lot is I work with women on connecting to the moon sign, and also, of course, the rising and the sun, using all three together to create that lifestyle and relationships, health practices, everything. So yeah, that's sort of a wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said feed your moon sign. So I'm wondering what you mean. How are you going to feed your moon sign?
Sure. So we look at it like this. We can say the sun is your core archetype, what you came here to do on planet Earth. The rising sign would be the vehicle that you do that in, whether it's a spaceship, a car, a boat, you know, whatever your MO is, how you do the job of your sun sign. And then your moon sign would be what you need along the way on that journey that's going to really keep you happy, that's going to give you sustenance. And that breath, that food, that nourishment is going to look completely different for everybody. For example, Chris, let's say your moon sign is Sagittarius. That means that in order for you to feel like your life is complete, like life feels juicy and good and you can't wait to wake up, there needs to be Sagittarian aspects that are prominent in your life. So for example, learning new things, teaching, sharing, broadcasting, networking, that would have to be a mainstay. So the moon sign is the part that really feeds us, that gives us that sense of joy, ultimately.
Okay, so since you mentioned Sagittarius, I think my moon is Cancer. What would that mean I even need along the way?
Well, so a Cancer moon sign ultimately needs a sense of warmth and safety, environments that actually show sort of like a cocoon space, a safe space to share and connect, share feelings, and to be cared for, nurtured in a very real way, to be able to express feelings, listen to others, and hold space well for others. And that's sort of like the home sign of the moon, Cancer, if you will. That's sort of where the moon is most comfortable because it thoroughly knows how to do its job there. So that in your relationships, in your health practices, there needs to be that ultimate softness and care that's prominent through, and actually a lot of rest as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have created quite a homey place to live in. So maybe that's why. Go ahead.
I mean, I would also even say in career practices, in the people that you deal with and in the course, the fabric of the day, that you would also need to have, you would probably need to nurture relationships. It's more about the specific relationships that you nurture than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about the importance of this moon sign. So there's another aspect in your workshop of teaching people what daily practices. Oh, and I'm going to be getting into this, and we're going to just be going on to a commercial in less than half a minute. So we're going to come back, talk more. I really would love to get more into some depth of the daily practices. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what's happening astrologically with our country at this particular time, post-inaugural time. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Rebecca Gordon.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm with our Woman of Wisdom presenter, Rebecca Gordon, and she's going to be doing a workshop Saturday, February 18th. It's called Your Cosmic Signature, Create the Lifestyle to Suit Your Soul. So we were just talking about the moon sign and the daily practices you can do to honor. So is there anything that you want to share with our audience about how to develop some daily practices?
Sure. I think, thanks, Chris. I think we should preface that with that every astrological sign is not only a personality concept, but it also exists in your body. So for example, Aries rules the head, Pisces rules the feet, and everything in between as well. So a different zodiac sign rules each part of your body. And if you would like to amp up a certain quality in your life, let's say communication, and let's say you wanted to enhance your communication, be a better communicator, that would be the sign of Gemini. So there's a whole series of daily practices and meditations, affirmations that deal with the Gemini part of you, the Gemini in your body, which is practices around the arms, hands, and the communication centers. So I think you know about the book I just wrote, Your Body and the Stars, where we actually do a full body scan from head to toe, Aries all the way to Pisces, which includes a lot of the daily practices that I'll be going over as well. And truly, you can, let's say you would, you know, you are a Leo. It's great to connect to the Leo practices, which are as much physical, as spiritual, emotional, and everything. As much as you can say, well, I have a sore knee, and you turn to the chapter of the book that's about knees of the goat, and you learn daily practices around the knee. What we really talk about is when there's pain or illness, an area in the body that's bothering you, the psychological, emotional, spiritual foundation behind that, and daily practices also to alleviate those two. So really your body is the stars, and all of the practices address that mind, body, spirit, star connection, and how you can sort of wake up and balance. I like the word tonify, to balance all parts of your body and all the signs within you. I mean, truly, all of the signs exist within everybody, but to varying degrees. And sometimes we just need to reharmonize each one within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I read parts of the book. It's interesting. Okay, I've got a hip problem. And then going in the reading, you know, what's that about, and what astrological sign is quite fascinating. And then tools there to you know, how to deal with that.
Right. The tools are really important, you know, and that's sort of what drove Stephanie Marengo and I to write the book together, was that, you know, we had seen so many diagnoses done, but there weren't many solutions given. And so I found with my clients that daily practices are great, especially when you commit to something and do it for, say, 40 days at a time. You really can address that area of the body, that area of the emotions, the mind as well, fully. So we kind of take it from all angles, and there's a wide range of daily practices. And each person's going to connect to a different one, you know, and there's also something to be said for doing what you really feel called to. You know, I find that some people just kind of open the book and turn to a page, and that's exactly the zodiac sign that they need to be working with. Those are the practices they need in their life too.
Mm-hmm. I like it that you said that they exist in all of us, you know, to some degree. I mean, obviously we have probably some that are stronger, and, you know, we have our sun and our rising and our moon and all that. But the fact that all of us throughout our body, there's aspects of the astrological signs, and that, you know, gives those possible tools to work on those, on the that area of your body.
Absolutely. I mean, when I look at a chart, I'm seeing a map of your body, all of the organs, the musculoskeletal system, as much as we see the psyche, soul, and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, and it's one of the things that you're going to be providing a chart for people that come, particularly for, if I gather right, for the moon sign of working with people's close to the hour, the time that they are born.
Yes. Yes. So it's ideal if everybody can have the exact time of birth. And if not, we will still be able to give them a chart without the exact time too. But for all of the attendees of the workshop, when they sign in, if they could also put in the exact time, city, state, month, day, year, that's ideal. And everybody will get a full chart of the soul signature. They can be absolute beginners in astrology. They don't have to have any background as well. And it's a great entry point into astrology. Also, if you're an advanced astrologer, you would also get a lot out of the workshop too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's approaching it from also an angle of lifestyle and health and how you can incorporate astrology into your daily life and recognize more of what's going on in your life by what's going on in your body and be able to listen to the messages that come through in your body as well.
Oh yeah, the body speaks a lot.
Absolutely,
that's
for sure. It does.
Yeah. Well, yes. I want to shift because, you know, we're in a very interesting time and a very, very challenging for a lot of people, but also exciting. I mean, you know, that you hear the statement, you know, we've come at this time for a certain reason, but here we are in this current situation. We just had the inauguration. We just had this huge women's march. And I'm just wondering from your perspective, astrologically, what you saw during election time, what you saw, you know, this past week, and what you even forecast for what's to come that will help people. Because I think we need some guidance of how we're going to, you know, go through this interesting time.
Right. Absolutely. Interesting is the word. Well, I can say, you know, this is something that's been perhaps building since 2011 under the surface, you know, and there's a huge level of dissatisfaction, right? We can say from 2011 to 2016, astrologically, we've had this angle called Uranus square Pluto. Uranus representing the people at large, Uranus in the sign of Aries, people, rogue individuals wanting to fight for their rights. You know, we had the Arab Spring, what was going on in Syria. There's been basically unrest sweeping the globe for a long time. And the planet that rules the people, Uranus, the fighting sign of Aries, in square to Pluto and Capricorn, Pluto, which represents the plutocracy ultimately, and the few individuals at the very top, it represents government and economy. Pluto in the sign of Capricorn, basically this is about the destruction and rebirth of government and economy. So as you can see, this is an entire period of unrest that's sort of been bubbling up, and these have been extremely volatile years. What's going on right now is sort of a culmination, and it's like everything in that little Christmas globe has been shaken up. It's like as if there was a bunch of muck at the bottom that we're seeing now. We're all able to see very clearly. It's an age of transparency. Now, there's a few things happening this year astrologically that I think are interesting. One is Uranus opposed Jupiter. So there is a lot of rapid change. And this is a year of also extreme innovation and new ideas, and also new ideas becoming accepted. So, you know, although I'm sure that many people are feeling that things have been looking rather bleak in the last week and what's been going on, it's also showing that this is a year of a lot of innovation and positive innovation. I would just also want to remind all the listeners that one of the things that we can control is the state of grace in our mind. And as we become even more and more inundated and more permeable to what's going on in the world, the importance of harnessing a state of grace inside is huge. And we need to also kind of draw attention inwards and not become too wrapped up in scroll control and the fear that's out there. You asked me what was going on election day and around that time. One of the things is Chiron was conjunct Venus around this time. And Chiron represents the wounded healer as well. Conjunct of Venus, which is the feminine. And this also rules values. Chiron conjunct Venus,
was the day actually that sort of the pipeline laws were removed. And, there's been a lot of trauma that's been coming up for women since the election. Essentially, trauma does expedite evolution. And there is probably going to have to be this degree of trauma that's felt in order to incite even more evolution. The ultimate result is positive, but there is we're in the middle of this degree of trauma that's really coming up, things that have been suppressed. The outcome ultimately will evolve through it and will be even better than before. But this is a point where all of the darkness, everything we thought that we had under control, sort of just shows its ugly face and says, you know what, there's still a lot more to address. Mm-hmm. I think we all need to stay strong and stay innovative and still create the sense of grace inside each of us. There's tremendous powers of innovation within the individual, and we have to still be courageous. I mean, I think if anything, astrology teaches the individual to be courageous and to trust yourself with who mm-hmm. you are. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just what you were saying of being inside, because we're so drawn to the news or Facebook and all that, and that it pulls us outside of that place of grace, because then we get more anxious. And to know that, I think it's a powerful time and it's an exciting time and scary at the same, so it's bringing that, putting ourselves in that place where we can access that courage so that we can move forward and be innovative. I love it that you're talking about, that positive innovation. And I'm hearing that in different ways from different people of how we can create the world we want, regardless of what's happening in D.C. Can you share your website?
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you share? We just have a second left. I'd love for you to give your website and people can find you.
Sure. It's mypathastrology.com, and that's MYPATH astrology.com. And also same thing on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, mypathastrology, MYPATH. And I do private readings, run the school, and a whole lot else. I'm so excited for our workshop conference together.
Yes, yes. So everybody come check out her event. Go to womanofwisdom.org. Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. And we look forward to seeing you in February.
I can't wait. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Great speaking to you here.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to come back. We're going to be talking to another presenter, Randy Reagan.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now I'm talking to Randy Reagan. She is giving a Woman of Wisdom workshop. It's called Everyday Sacred, The Art of Transforming Daily Habits into Awakened Well-Being. It's going to be Sunday, all day Sunday, February 19th. And Randy is a holistic well-being expert and green living entrepreneur, founder of Green Bliss Echo Spa. It's Los Angeles' only award-winning mobile spa and wellness service. And for more than 20 years, Randy has led yoga and spiritual retreats, created experiences for healing and well-being, and guided groups and individuals with rituals and ceremonies to mark life milestones. And she has a fabulous book called A Year of Living Mindfully, Seasonal Practices to Nourish Body, Mind, and Spirit. And that grew out of her popular blog, Randy Reagan's Mindful Living Almanac. So, welcome, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here.
Yes. So let's just start off with you giving a little bit of your background roots, where how you even got started for yourself in this holistic work of living mindfully.
Well, I think like most everything, I kind of backed into it sideways. There's really no direct path, at least for me, and I think for a lot of people. I started out as a yoga teacher many years ago, and around the time that my daughter was born in 2001, the green movement was sort of exploding, and I started researching all the different ways to live more consciously than I already kind of was, but there was so much more to learn and do, and I just felt like it needed to be brought out into the world in a different way than what I was doing it through my yoga teaching and retreats and my ceremonies and rituals that I was doing for private groups. And so I started my business and had no idea what I was doing. And because I don't come from a business background, I come from a creative arts background. And one thing led to another, and I developed a business plan and sort of just stumbled through it. And here I am, 10 years later. It's just really a reflection of what I'm interested in my own life, which I think a lot of people do through their small businesses. It's just the things you want to see in the world, the things that you want to communicate out into the world. You sort of just figure out a way to do that. And the delivery method for me has been through teaching people about enlightened self-care and what that means on the daily.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that, to live mindfully in a daily way, how we take care of ourselves. And how is that an act of creativity?
Because I think you can determine for yourself, you must determine for yourself. It's sort of I see it as a sacred duty for each of us to find and implement on a regular basis the ways that we want to connect our body, minds, hearts, and spirits. It's a holistic endeavor to make sure that our health and well-being is addressed on all those levels. And it can look like anything. And the shape of it and the tenor of it and the actual execution of it can look like anything. You make it up as you go along, but it means developing a toolkit that you can dip into with reliability. So, for instance, if you know that you have a tendency to get run down and sick during the winter months, then you start a proactive campaign to develop an arsenal of herbs or teas or practices that will help see you through that rough patch. If you have a tendency to know that when you get involved with work projects, you tend to burn the candle at both ends, then you learn how to insert breaks and mental health days into your schedule so that you don't, you know, fall into a sense of burnout. If you know that you tend to take care of other people in your life and in your family more than you take care of yourself, then you take steps to correct that in whatever way that you need. You know, every last Friday of the month, I'm going to have the me day. I'm going to take my walks. I'm going to have tea with my friend. I'm going to go get a mani-pedi. I'm going to read a book, and no one's going to interrupt me. So you build into your life the habits, the rituals, all the things that you need to do to create your sense of connectedness to your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, and your spiritual health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you're talking about feeding and nurturing your body, mind, mm-hmm. heart, and spirit, and, you know, the full, mm-hmm. full aspect, and being mindful of that. And we're so busy in our lives that we tend to forget kind of what we're needing because we just have that to-do list to do.
Yeah, and I think, well, the very definition of mindfulness is paying attention on purpose in the present moment without judgment. And so the more that we can really get caught up in what's happening in front of us right now instead of projecting into the future, which is what we tend to do, all of us, we're doing our to-do lists, and that really does nothing except create stress. I mean, I'm all for being organized, but if you can't really be present with what you have in front of you right now, then something's getting lost. And so I think mindfulness teaches us to slow down, which in some circles is a curse word. What? You mean going slow? What? And I think it's ever more important now with technology running our lives the way that it does and speeding things up. So to me, mindfulness and making those holistic connections for self-care, first of all, means slowing down. Slowing down, really asking ourselves, what am I doing? What's so important? Where am I going? And really taking stock on a regular basis, if not daily basis, if not hourly basis, of, you know, simple questions. Is this what I want to be doing right now? Is this how I want to be doing it right now? Whatever it is. And so I think the more that we can ask ourselves questions, the more that we can slow down to reflect, to take time to find those answers and to really be with the questions and the answers without judgment. Again, that's the last part of being mindful, is doing it without attaching any sort of sense of outcome or value, it just accepting it as is. Then we can really burrow deeper into a more heartfelt purpose for ourselves. And what that does is that it affords us the opportunity to see the ripple effects out into every part of our lives, all of our interactions, all of our relations. It just, it's a never-ending ripple of good returns, as I like to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to exploring all this when I get through the conference.
Yes. Well, you've got your hands full for sure.
You know, when your hands are full, it's like it's put off. You know, it's probably, okay, you know, next month things are freer, I'll be able to do that. And so the trick is, well, how can you do that in little mini moments during the day, during your stressful time? Because we often have stressful times during our year, just the way the flow of our work or whatever. And so how can we incorporate just little moments that refresh you, that take care of those needs? Because they do, especially now. And I want to have you talk about, you know, we're this seasonal wellness kit. We're talking about winter. And I'm coming across a lot of people that have had the flu, they have the colds, it's going around. And how to take care of that, how to create a seasonal wellness kit for this particular time of winter. And that's one of the things you're going to be doing in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, all of us are really busy, and we're cooking on all four burners, as they say. And it's to me also, I think it, part of self-care, enlightened self-care, is realizing that it's not about, oh, sitting down and that, you know, pampering yourself to the point of not taking care of anything else in your life. But sometimes self-care can just be reducing your level of commitments in a way that frees up more space in your day. It can mean really understanding your emotional ups and downs and not getting caught up into reacting in a way that upsets you emotionally to different things that come into your day. You know, so there are all different ways of nurturing yourself that are different than sitting in, you know, in bed eating bonbons. I mean, there are, you know, a spiritual component of taking care of yourself might be just spending 5 minutes meditating either at lunch or when you wake up or before you go to bed, and just, you know, clearing the space, or taking a little walk, or lighting a candle. So these are just little things that we shouldn't necessarily feel like we have to let go of just because we're busy.
Yeah, that's true. And it's hard to, that's the being, like you say, mindfulness is having the awareness, is to just stop for a moment and go, okay, what can I do right now? Mm-hmm. You know, we can all, mm-hmm. even when you're driving, you stop at a light, you can meditate. You don't have to close your eyes. You can meditate for a minute as you're sitting at a stoplight.
Or you can just decide not to react with anger at mm-hmm. bad drivers or mm-hmm. traffic. You know, that's an act of self-care, because anger has a tendency to become habitual if we don't check it, you know? So learning to breathe deeply in stressful situations could be a really worthy goal for this year for people who've never tried conscious breathing. As far as taking care of yourself on a seasonal basis, I like that, and I arranged my book that way just because it's fun for me to think about that.
We're going to take a break right now. I'm going to come back and talk more about the wellness kit, particularly for winter. So we'll be okay. right back and talk more with Randy Reagan.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We've been speaking with Randi Reagan about our seasonal wellness kit and being living mindfully and taking care of ourselves. Randi, before we go further, why don't you share your website and if you have anything to offer for people there?
Yes, my website is randireagan.com. That's Randi, R-A-N-D-I, Reagan, R-A-G-A-N.com. And it's got all kinds of ways and ideas, especially on the blog portion of it, the blog pages of how to take care of yourself seasonally. I've also got some audio meditations, some guided meditations to guide you through different moments in your life from, you know, waking up to going to sleep and everything in between. And those are downloadable. It's an audio album that I just did this past year. And ways to order the book. So there's lots of tools and companions to see you on your journey of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. Great. And it's great to have tools for people that they can pick and choose what works for them. Because everybody's, you know, we're all individuals and things, mm-hmm. you know, appeal to one person and not another, and have an array of things to choose from and to explore and see what works. I think that's one of the things important for people to know. They can explore and try things, and if it doesn't work, go on to the next thing. And until you try, you don't know.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think our lives are, you know, long and winding roads, and it, you know, how we're going to respond to something at one age or during one set of circumstances in our life is completely different than another. And what served me in my 20s, you know, mostly doesn't really work for me anymore. And what served me as a new parent doesn't serve me that much in terms of parenting a teenager. So, you know, I'm always looking just out of necessity for new things. And it's a great way to really, again, be more present in your life, really get down to learning more what you like, what you don't like. And allowing yourself to, like you just said, explore, I think, is one of our imperatives as humans on our path. Figure out, you know, through trial and error. And self-care is really no different. Like I was saying before the break, seasonality or approaching our self-care kind of in tune with the seasons is a really fun way to be inspired by the seasonal course of nature. So for instance, right now we're in winter, and it for most of us requires a lot of hibernation, literally as well as metaphorically. And taking care of ourselves in the cold is very different than taking care of ourselves when it's hot and humid. And a lot of us are dealing with seasonal affectation disorder, where we're, you know, the lack of sunlight and the lack of daylight can really affect our moods. We tend to want to eat warmer, hotter things in the winter. And how does that look? So all of these can be factors in putting together a daily wellness kit, working with certain essential oils and aromatherapy that helps lift our moods, help us to feel energized when we have been stuck inside for long periods. Those are really great. Things to have like peppermint, lemon, clary sage, and bergamot oils are all really good right now this time of year. Upping vitamin D in whatever way you can get vitamin D into your life is really good when there's a lack of sunshine. So all of these are little habits and tools that we can move into our life and have a collection of, so that we have our wellness kit by our side, and then we can take in and put out, take out, put in what things that we might discover or no longer need. as we were saying earlier. And I just like the idea of connecting to nature. I like that right now, it's really great. It gives us permission to hibernate in whatever sense of the word we want to define that, to spend more time getting quiet and getting still and taking those moments and really being with ourselves instead of rushing around and feeling like we have all these obligations to do, maybe pare back a little bit. And like I was saying earlier, find a day of the week that you can hibernate. Find a way to work more stillness into your life. What does that actually even mean to be still and to be quiet? Some of us have a hard time really understanding how that can work. We get nervous and we get scared because we think if we're not always moving forward, then something is wrong and we won't be able to succeed the way we've set it up for ourselves. So I would just posit, yeah, there's a way to succeed and be forward moving and be still and be quiet and be patient. As the Kung Fu master said, you know, once upon a time, be patient, grasshopper. And good things come to those who I think can wait and be still and watch and listen. So it just takes us, I think the winter gives us a really great excuse to go a little bit deeper than we normally would. And for those that don't practice meditation, it's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking this seasonal wellness kit, it probably works better if you like prep it before winter comes. Like instead of waiting until mm-hmm. you get sick, you run down, you know, yeah. you didn't yeah. prep, you didn't create that kit. And you're talking about, you know, different essential oils and aromatherapy and things like that, that starting the season that way could protect you from coming down with some of the illnesses we get in the winter. And so
that's true. Yeah. I don't think though that if, you know, you haven't understood what that really means for you until you're in the thick of it, then it's never too late to start.
That's true.
You know, but for sure, the more that you get in the habit of practicing self-care through well-being habits, the more that you understand the need to be proactive. But, you know, I think we all tend to look around when the fire starts and go, oh, where's the fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
So, you know, little things like learning your habits, learning your Achilles heel. What does that look like? Are you somebody that tends to procrastinate? So maybe try to offset that. And look at what it means to do things that really will feed you in ways that you maybe aren't doing. Are you somebody who has tried yoga? Do you have a regular yoga practice? Do you take long walks no matter what the weather is doing? You know, maybe these are some of the things that you can start to work into your life. It's never too late. And I think, you know, all of these, that's sort of the point of living holistically, is that you understand the connections so that you know that if you don't get sleep and if you don't exercise and you don't eat properly, then you're going to get sick. And when you get sick or when you get run down, you get cranky and you're not as effective in your job or as a parent or as a partner when you're cranky and run down. So everything kind of has a ripple effect, and offsetting that and moving into a place where you are feeling most days when you get out of bed. I mean, that's my goal in life, is to feel energized, to feel, okay, I've got a new day, instead of dreading it. And
yeah.
to have sustained energy, I think, is what we all want to feel. We all want to feel vital. We all want to feel energetic so that we can do what our hopes and dreams are leading us to do.
So true. Well, and we're going to be talking a lot about this, and Randy will be giving us tools at her workshop Sunday, February 19th at Woman of Wisdom, Everyday Sacred, the Art of Transforming Daily Habits into Awakened Well-Being. So check that out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. We look forward to seeing you February 16th through the 20th. And you can find all the events are up on our conference website. Look for 2017 conference. And like I said in the beginning of the show, the evenings at workshops, there's 1-hour workshops, half-day workshops, full-day workshops, even a 2-day workshop, a pre-conference with Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis, who I'll be interviewing next week. So I invite everybody to check that out and also check out the Woman of Wisdom book, which is an exploration of divine feminine through all the different voices, with art, poetry, stories from wow people is in the book. And so it's a great exploration of the divine feminine from many different voices. So I invite you to check that out. You can look at it. Again, it's on our website and our product page. Of course, you can always find every book on Amazon. And you know, the book supports Women of Wisdom. We're a nonprofit. So this is the end of the show. I'm so glad to have shared the hour and shared these presenters with you, Randy Reagan and Rebecca Gordon. And we'll talk to you. We'll be back next Friday. Thank you.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.